Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. This half hour, we'll hear from Diana Ross and the Supremes, the Jackson 5, Bruce Willis, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, the Marvelettes, Michael Jackson, and Lionel Richie. All coming up the next half hour as we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s.
Get together. to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown memory from Bruce Willis, yes, the famous movie star. And that was Under the Boardwalk. That reached number 59 in the United States pop charts, but it did reach number 2 in the UK in 1985. The Drifters were the first to have a hit with that song, reaching number 4 in 1964. Before that, the Jackson 5 and Get It Together, number 28 from 1973. And we started this hour with Diana Ross and Supremes and The Composer, number 27 on the pop charts and number 21 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1969. And that song was written by Smokey Robinson. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. Well, back to the 1960s, and coming up, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together with a great song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Well, Ain't No Mountain High Enough was written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson in 1966, and they would later become married. And their composition was first successful as a 1967 hit single recorded by Marvin and Tammy, and then again in 1970 by Diana Ross. Well, British soul singer Dusty Springfield wanted to record the song, hoping it would give them access to Motown. As Valerie Simpson later recalled, quote, "We played that song for Dusty, but wouldn't give it to her because we wanted to hold that back. We just felt that that could be our entry into Motown. Nick called it the golden egg." Well, Dusty recorded a song similar to that, and I'm Gonna Leave You. Well, according to the song's producers, Harvey Fuca and Johnny Bristol, Tammy was a little nervous and intimidated during recording because she did not rehearse the lyrics. Tammy recorded her vocals alone with the producers, and Marvin Gaye's vocals were added at a later date. Well, Ain't No Mountain High Enough peaked at number 19 on the Billboard pop charts and went to number 3 in the rhythm and blues charts. Well, here are Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with Ain't No Mountain High Enough right here on Motown.
Listen, baby.
Wide enough, baby. If you need me, call me, no matter.
My turn.
Diana Ross with a number one smash hit, It's My Turn, from 1980. That song was featured in the film starring Jill Clayburn and Michael Douglas. Before that, Stevie Wonder and Sir Duke, number one in both the United States rhythm, blues, and pop charts, and number two in the UK in 1977. That song was all about Duke Ellington, who died in 1974 and he was 75. And we started with Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, Ain't No Mountain High Enough, number 19 in the pop charts, number three in the rhythm and blues charts from 1967. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. One song in each of those three decades in order. We'll spin it once again back to the 1960s, specifically 1968 with the Marvelettes and Destination Anywhere, right here on Motown.
Don't want me no more, and this old world ain't got to where I should have always stayed. And now I've learned the meaning to your story, and it's enough love for me to stay. Can't be I stayed away too long. Did I leave your mind when I was gone? Well, it's not my thing trying to get back, but this time let me tell you where.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories. Thank you.
Pretty Song by Lionel Richie, Penny Lover, and they reached number 8 in the United States pop charts from 1984. Before that, Michael Jackson with I Want to Be With You Are, reaching number 16 from 1972. And we started this set with the Marvelettes and Destination Anywhere, number 63 in the pop charts and number 28 in the rhythm blues charts from 1968. Well, this half hour, we feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. We'll come after the break, we'll feature more 60s, 70s, and 80s tunes, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.